Very strong dalin. Kol dalin should be varech of the ochle and the riach by tzarich la orse b'yemia b'shul mitzvarech. One should hold the item that he's making the bracha on in his hand before he makes the bracha. It helps you to have kavana. That look at this beautiful fruit that you're about to eat. But yeah, but if you didn't hold it, you also you eat it. And why you hold it with your right hand? Because your right hand is a stronger hand. It's more cautious to hold it in your right hand. According to that, a lefty would hold it with his left hand. Same thing with a bracha on a mitzvah, you should be also holding the item in your hand. Shas ha mitzvah. It says also that Jabur brings up a death kabbalah, you should not stick the fruit into a knife. You should have a knife in the fruit when you're making the bracha. And if somebody asks you to pass in a sefer, you should also pass it in with your right hand. You can make a bracha on food only when it's in front of you. So he knew if somebody is bringing him something from the store, he can make a bracha before it arrives in his house. If he doesn't, then afterwards it arrives in his house, the bracha does not work. Because it has to be in a situation that is not dependent on somebody else to bring in the food. So, once again, if there's nothing in front of him when he made the bracha, and then they bore it to him, he had to make the bracha again. If it was running water, like a stream or a faucet, even though the water that's going to come out later was not in front of him, but since it can come by itself, and he's not dependent on somebody else to bring it to him, that's also good enough. If he's making a bracha on water from a water sample, then make sure it's working before he starts the bracha. He already pressed it down from beforehand, and then make the bracha. If he made a bracha on fruit, and after they brought him other fruits, so it's the same bracha as the fruit that he was eating, like he was eating apples and they brought him pears, he doesn't have to make a new bracha, even though he did not have clear intention to eat the second fruit. It's a natural thing that sometimes more food is brought out. And Mr. Brewer says, a chidish, that all this is a different types of food. But if he's eating fish, then they brought him a drink, water, whatever it is, and it's fruit juice, then if he didn't have his mind, eventually that should cover everything he'll bring him, then he would have to make another bracha on the drink. But it's not the same type of thing. Two completely different things. One's a fish, a food, and another's a drink. So there's an eitzah that you sit down to eat, have in mind for anything that we brought to you, and then you'll cover everything from the same bracha. And Bishop Brewer brings another thing of the Achrayim. They say that which we say in the stam, his bracha, includes other things, then if he finished eating he was eating an apple, and afterwards they brought another apple, even after he finished eating the first apple, then it's covered by the bracha of the apple, because his mind was an apple. A different type of food. They brought him an orange afterwards. So, Rabbi says, I'll have a train home. I mean, that's done. If you didn't have kavanah on the second thing, the bracha on the apple won't help from the orange if you already finished the apple before he got the orange. So basically what's coming out of this is, if you had kavanah for everything they would bring him from the same bracha in advance, then covered everything that they'll bring him after. If you did not have that kavanah, so if they bring him the same meaning exactly, then for sure the bracha in the beginning covers the natan. If it's a completely different meaning, like he was made bracha on fish and they brought him a drink afterwards, then the natan, the bracha on the fish does not cover the drink. And in the case of a different type of fruit, which is basically the same type of thing, but not exactly the same meaning, then over there, if they brought the new fruit when he was still eating the first one, that's good enough. If he already finished the first one, then he has to make a bracha on the second one. There's another far as then he was covering himself to eat fruit. So, well, different type of fruit. So yeah, it wasn't having one specific type of fruit. So they brought not a new type of fruit that's also included in his an original mashal was for various fruits. And the Ramah says, Toy Zala Khatil the Zaika Kul Mashiabiyama. Like we said before, that to cover all these sacred and issues, just have kavanah in the beginning, that whatever they bring will be covered by the wealth, and then it will work. Sizvah, not of the other three, but also of the other love, or not from the other, but never of Nimas. Person took a fruit in his hand, and it fell from his hand, and got dirty in the ground, and it's not edible. So, chalal to the barach, afa pishaya, yaisen min the fun of yais, yishavech alavishim. The idea of the chavir is, that since you directed your bracha on this fruit, if you brought a boy kriya eight, and this grape, and then it fell to the ground, and even though other grapes outside, and then in front of you, still you have to make a bracha again. Because the kavanah was it should be chal on this grape, And out of that, he'll be master everything else. Since the great that you're mechaben to is not around anymore, you have to start all over again. This is the opinion of the mechaben. So the Rambam says, Rach shlo yadaito olof le'ochlo. That which we say, you disagree with the mechaben, and you say, strong in that case, that he didn't have das to eat the other fruit. But if he had das to eat the other fruit, then it would work. Now, Mishabuga understood this, that the Rambam seems to say is, he didn't have that to share some of the fruit, just menestan. If he was planning like a pila to eat the whole of the grapes, then the one that fell from his hand is not a problem. But if he just picked up a grape, maybe it's a little less, but an apple or whatever it is that was peeled, and it would get dirty from it, fall on the ground, and he had other apples in front of him, his kavana was not specifically to eat the other ones, and according to the mechazim, he would have to make another bracha, if it's an apple or the nut or whatever it is, he told me, that's spoiled. Mike says there are many opinions that hold that even in Astan, if there was food in front of him, as long as he had intention, possible to eat the other fruit, that's good enough. Because in Astan, if something is on the fruit, it's on the table, there's a reasonable chance you'll eat it. So the Mike says, what happens? The bottom line is that if you made a bracha on one fruit and the other fruit in front of you, as long as you did not clearly have intention to eat only the first fruit, then if the first fruit gets spoiled, you don't have to make a bracha on the rest of the fruit. Mishabur brings another case, if he made bracha on Taylor's, and while you know the bracha is brought and put in a better quality of that fruit, so since his kavana is shot the bracha on the first one, he should eat the first one first, because he's mechaben on that. Yeah. Now, here's the chiddush, that Menastam, he thought these were the best fruit, so he didn't have kavana for the better quality fruit. So therefore, if he didn't have kavana, when he saw the new fruit coming, that he's going to moisten that with his bracha, then he has to make a new bracha on the new fruit. It's the same bracha. It's a better quality, using poor quality apples, and then after the bracha, he brought a better quality apple, then since he didn't have to one of the better quality apple, he has to make a bracha on it. The ma'isa, that's according to the Magen Avraham. But the Eli Rabbi says, no, since it's all the same name, he does not have to make another bracha. So about Mazan, this is something brought to Hakim, because in the case of apples, if you made a bracha on one apple, and apples, you brought a better apples, and you stop it, you don't make a new bracha. Yeah. The smash would have to be different bin, which is more of the sugar than it was eating before, and better quality of apples. And the first bracha will not come, the second fruit.